Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we worship you, we honor you. We thank you for what you have done for us. You've allowed us to be born in a Christian nation. You've allowed us to be born in the natural, in a taste of freedom that allowed the gospel to be brought to us in a way that we could have freedom in the spirit. We could have our names written forever in the Lamb's Book of Life. We could be blood washed and blood bought. Lord, we're so grateful, so thankful that you have set us free. You've made us independent from the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air. You have gave us a light, the light of yourself into our hearts. We're so grateful and so thankful. Lord, right now as we celebrate our nation's independence, Lord, I ask that you would just still us. Help us to hear inside of our spirit truths, words of truth this morning to get us in the place and the position of perfect obedience, of walking with you hand in hand. And every outside voice, every hindering spirit, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So we decree that there's liberty in our lives. There's liberty in this place this morning. And Father God, I recognize and realize that you gave each one of us a calling, a gifting. You've placed each one of us in a place within your body. And Lord, it's my heart's desire never, never, ever, ever to get out of my place, out of my position, because I want to abide where the anointing that you have gave me enables me to fulfill your will, your plan. And so, Lord, I asked you with the mighty hand of Jesus that you put your hand over my mouth. If I say anything out of self, you stop me if I would act in any way that is not inspired by your spirit. I humble myself and I say that your word, and I come in agreement with your word. You said that as the sheep of your pasture, that we would hear your voice and that you would call us, and another we will not listen. So we will not listen to anything except what you say. Lord, help us to hide this word in our heart. Help us to move forward in your plan and your will, Father. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, and we all say, amen. Amen. It was my intent for us to move forward in talking about the resurrection rest and the spiritual serenity, but you and I are going to have to talk about some things this morning that the Spirit of God is wanting to get us ready for. Do you realize that the church is the most powerful entity on earth? Because the head of the church is Jesus Christ. And if you look all through history where the church was in operation, it was to bring freedom, it was to bring change, because the church is the source of Jesus, the light, that is to empower and to influence and to bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Amen? And so, before the coming of the Lord, before the sounding of the trumpet, the Lord is wanting to get the church back out into the community, back into the world where you and I can touch people. Thank God for this sanctuary and all of these things. But you and I, we don't see anybody lost to our left or to our right. We're all saved on our way to heaven, but we're going to have to become a force in the earth that Jesus has destined us to be. And so if we're going to have to move out into the highways and the byways, we're going to have to fulfill Isaiah 35 and let Jesus be manifest to people before the coming of the Lord. Because we have an independence. God made United States of America not to be free from Him, but to be free by Him and to Him. Amen. 245 years ago, John Hancock put his name on the Declaration of Independence, the very first one, actually the only one who actually signed it on July the 4th, 245 years ago. And he signed it big because he said he wanted King George to know, we wanted him to be able to read it without his spectacles, that what he was standing for. You and I, we need to let the world know who we're standing for. We're standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're standing against sin. And we're standing for the grace of God. Amen? I don't want to mess up your fourth. But the Lord wants us to This is a day of celebration in the sense, yes, we have an independence as a nation, but we need to think about everybody that's out there celebrating the 4th, but they do not know Jesus Christ. So open up your Bibles to the book of Galatians with me, if you would. We're just going to put some scriptures out here that the Holy Ghost has put on our heart. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. If you're there, say amen. Let's use this for a text this morning and see where the Lord would lead us. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now drop down to verse number 13. Galatians 5:13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Say, he's talking to me. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for the occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Notice verse 15. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed by one another. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for what you're doing in this service today. Thank you for each and everything you've given us, Lord. Let us receive it with humble in our hearts, Lord. Let us know the understanding of the love of the Lord that falls into our lives, Lord, leading us and guiding us into all truth, Lord. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen
and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you for once again for being here this morning. Thank you for honoring the Word. You and I, we as members of the body of Christ, we have this great freedom to walk in, to live in. We have been made free from the carnal nature, the fallen nature of Adam, and God has gave us a divine nature. The divine nature that Peter talks about. And this divine nature is the ability to have the heart of God to operate in our lives and to bring a new revelation and unction and direction for what's real, what's true, what's lasting, what's eternal. Amen. And so as we look around our nation, I was watching a news report last night, and there was a mother out in California. She's so upset because she had took her and her little girl. They had joined this health club, this spa, and they were a part of this spa, and it was supposed to be mother-daughter time. And as they were sitting in there changing, getting ready to go to the certain workout in this gym of this spa, here walks this completely naked man right in front of them, and he is in that locker room because he says he's a woman. Now, I know this ain't politically correct. I know this may aggravate people in the world. But we're going to look at the Word of God, and we've got to see that God created male and female. Now, the confusion in the world is not of God. The confusion of the world is of a devil, a fallen nature. And you and I have been called to stand as bearers of light. We've been called to stand up and tell people, listen, in love, we're not talking about hating anybody. We're not talking about judging anybody. We're talking about standing for the one. I was in sin up over my head. I was being swallowed up by death. I had no liberty. I had no victory. I had no freedom. I had no joy. I had nothing. And Jesus Christ, God's Son, said, I'll have mercy on you. And because He had mercy on me, He changed my life. You and I, we've got to stand up. There is a whole generation that doesn't know this Bible. There's a whole generation that doesn't know Jesus. And when you've got a mother who wants to take her daughter and do something together, and they can't because man has changed laws. Come on, there's only one law. It's the law of liberty. We're living in the day, the dispensation of grace. But the door of grace is closing. It's closing. There is coming a time. And when that time comes, darkness, the prince of the power of the air, is going to move upon this world like never before. And so you and I have got to be in the place and the position that we live this gospel. We live this freedom. He said for you and I to what? And he said for us to stand fast. This word is stako in the Greek. It means to persevere. It means to be stationary. Don't be moved off of what you believe in. There is coming a great deception to get you and I to accept and to believe a lie, to get you and I to water down the Word of God, we're done seeing it. We're seeing church services. We're seeing church denominations that are pulling in ministers according to what the congregation wants to hear. The itching ears is being satisfied and being pleased this morning all across the United States of America. We've been made free to what? To live this Bible. To live in the grace, the goodness of Jesus Christ. And so you and I, we don't understand. We're kind of hidden here in the Bible Belt of America. But all around our nation, rights are being taken away in the guise, the deception of, oh, we got to love everybody. You know, the Bible says that when we love somebody, we'll tell them the truth. The Bible says when you speak the truth in love, that people can be changed. God met me where I was at, but He didn't let me stay there. Amen? He grabbed me by the hand and He said, I've got something better for you. I've got a truth for you that will empower you, that will embolden you, that will cause you to have joy like you've never had before. I'm going to show you what you were created for. It was not for sin. It was not for the vices of the world. It was not for the nature of the flesh, but it was for the nature of the living God. Amen? And so we can't let the world change who we are serving or the reflection of who we are to give to them. Amen? Right. You realize that a great number of the congregations in the United States of America, they can't do what you and I are doing right now. The message is sent down to them from the corporate office. This is what you preach. This is how long you preach. And you don't stray from it, or we will move you on down the road. Where is the Holy Ghost in that? Where is the Spirit of the living God in that? Now, God can use all of those things. Don't get me wrong. He can be, He can help people in all those things because He is all almighty and all loving and all of those things. But you and I, we're going to have to get back to the place where God is sitting on the throne of every area of our life. Amen? Now, he said you had to stand fast. So you're going to have to make a stand for what's right. You're going to have to not let anything, I'm going to have to not let anything move me. Because he said that in this liberty, this freedom that you and I have with Christ, there's no liberty, there's no freedom without Jesus. Amen. See, right now they're making all these laws and they're saying this is right. And now you have the freedom to do that. Well, guess what? You can have the freedom to go right straight to heaven or the freedom to go right straight to hell. It's your choice. It's my choice. Amen. God gives us that freedom to do what we want to do. But you and I, He's called the church to stand out and to give somebody a representation of something different, of something better. Amen. We've got to see that God has put America on this pedestal for a reason. Now, I'm very cautious about what I preach and about what I teach. There's some things I just don't talk about because I don't know. Amen? And so I stay back out of prophecy because I don't want to make any mistakes. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to limit anybody. But you and I have got to look at this Bible and we've got to look at what happens in the last days and see where America is and see where God is. And we've got to know that when everything's said and done, God's still standing. So your hope, your confidence, my hope, my confidence is not in what man has built, even though God has used it and has blessed it. Our confidence is in this Word, Jesus Christ, and Him alone. And we have got to get people, even though I'm careful, cautious about this, let me tell you this. prophecy is being fulfilled before our eyes moment by moment. We just don't recognize it. I'm not playing politics. I'm not talking politics. But the Bible says He'll give us leaders according to our heart. Now, I feel sorry for our president. Because he is having some health issues. He needs our prayers like never before. He needs God's grace like never before. But he is in a state of confusion. Our leaders are in a state of confusion. Why? Because when you don't know if you're a man or a woman, when you don't know whether this is sin or that's not sin, you're in a state of confusion. And so you and I have got to be in the place and we got to see. Now, wait a minute. The author of God, His Spirit is peace, not confusion. And so anything that's in my life this morning, anything that's in my family's life, anything that's in my community that is not bringing peace, that is causing people to be confused, it's not liberty. It's bondage. It's the work of the enemy. And so you and I have got to be in the place where we stand strong. Now notice what he said down in verse number 13. For brethren, you have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for the occasion of the flesh, but to by love serve one another. Thank God we're on our way to heaven. And thank God we have this liberty. But you and I, we're going to have to start serving some people. Jesus, what did He do there in John chapter 13? He said, by this shall all men know that you are My disciples, if you have what? What did He do? He took and He washed the disciples' feet. And of course, you and I are talking about that's a type and a shadow of helping them be cleansed from sin. Remember, He told Peter. Peter said, I want you to wash my whole body. He said, no, Peter, you don't understand. I'm talking about as you walk in this world. There's people walking in this world this morning, and they're stepping in some things because the very waters that are supposed to be clear coming from the throne of God have been muddied up, have been messed up by all the confusion that the devil's trying to work. So we need to serve one another. We need to serve this community. There, right now, there's many choices that's coming to Polk County. And there's many things that's going to happen. There's going to be evil is going to fixing to be opened up on Polk County like never before. And people are going to have a choice. Am I going to serve God or am I going to look, oh, this is the majority of the will of the people and I'm going to go in that direction. Yeah. Come on, you're a remnant of the Most High God. And you have the ability to influence. You have the ability to change. It took one Joseph in Egypt to save the whole world. A type of Jesus. You and I, we are more than one, but we are one with the one, Jesus Christ. Amen? We can change this nation. We can... See, the Bible says I can shorten my life or I can add to it. That means as a nation, we can shorten the days of our nation or we can add to the days of our nation and we can see those who are destined for hell come out of darkness and come into the light. Amen? Yeah. I know this ain't what we would like to hear. This ain't where we would like to go. But we've got to see some things. I marked these scriptures when I was back there praying. In Jeremiah chapter 16, you've got God bringing judgment. Now, thank God you and I were in the church and the church is in grace. But if you're not in the church, if you're not in Jesus, you're not in grace. I'm sorry. You can be... You see, all the people around Joseph, they were blessed because he had the blessing on him. This nation is blessed because of the church. And if something happens to the church, what's going to happen to this nation? This is God talking through Jeremiah, and He's talking to the nation who had turned its back on God. Look at starting in verse number 8, Jeremiah 16 and 8. Thou shalt not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and to drink. There's great feasting today. Now, I'm not telling you what to do about celebrating the 4th. I'm talking about you and I are not to sit with the seat of the scornful. It's what the psalmist David said. Amen? You and I, we're rejoicing, but we have much to rejoice about. But there is a whole group of people that don't know God through Jesus by the Spirit. There is not a time of feasting. It's a time of mourning. God wants our heart to be broken. He wants our heart to be moved for those who don't know what you know this morning, who are not going where you're going. Verse 9, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. Come on, hear by the Spirit this morning. Jesus is the bridegroom. We're the bride of Christ. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt show this people all these words that they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the law or against the Lord our God? What's the sin? Isaiah chapter 5, they're calling what is wrong right. They're calling darkness light. But they don't know it because the church is just sitting here. Oh, well, I know the Bible said there'd be a great falling away before the coming of the Lord. Come on, don't get mad at me. I'm preaching to you right out of my spirit what the Holy Ghost put in my spirit. I like to run. I like to shout. I like to dance. I like to think about the good things of God. But you and I, we've got to think about the millions of people who are not born again. I'm not trying to play on your emotions, but I want you to feel the very heart of the Father this morning, the heart that He had for you and I when we were lost and undone. Amen. Amen. Verse 11. Then thou shalt say unto them, this is what God told Jeremiah the prophet to say, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods. Look around America this morning. And have served them, just didn't walk after them, but have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. We're replacing God's truth with man's convenience. Jesus said, you know the scripture, everybody in here can quote it. We need to live it. He said in John 8:31, He said that if we wanted to be His disciple indeed, that we had to hear His word and we had to continue in it. We had to abide. We had to live by it. And then verse 32, He said, then and only then will you know the truth that makes you free. See what the devil is systematically doing? He's getting the world ready for the Antichrist. For the one world system. They're meeting. They met this past month and trying to figure out how they can all come together and have one person because we're going to need him when the new pandemic starts. We've got to, don't you see? This is all planned. It's orchestrated. The devil knows what he's doing, but he can't do it as long as the church is where we're at. Doing what we're supposed to do. Amen? Verse 12. And you have done worse than your fathers. Look at this generation. Look at where we're at. Can you believe that when, 62, when they took prayer out of school, who would have thought that we would be where we're at now? Come on, almost 60 years, and look where we're at. And then we wonder why people don't know God. We wonder why people are not hungry for the things of God. when the devil is feeding them everything that is an alternative. And you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. All right, that's what the world is doing. But you and I, we're walking after the heart of God. And the heart of God is that I have liberty, I have freedom, I have victory, I have a relationship with God the Father that is not just about this moment of time in life, but it's about the eternity. It's about the eons of time that I don't even know and don't even understand completely. But I want to introduce you to a God who has the best for you. I want to introduce you to a God who will be your Father, who will heal all of those things that was made wrong in your life that you had no part in. It was just handed down to you. That's the message of the Father, amen, through His Son Jesus, the one that will make the wrong things right. But the world has to know about it. They have to have a revelation. They have to have a presentation that is true and genuine, that you have been ordained and authorized to bring out, amen. We could keep reading, but we won't. Let's turn to the book of Amos. Look at Amos 2 and 4. Amos 2 and 4. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept His commandments, and their lies caused them to err after that which their fathers have walked. Verse 5, but I will send the fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. See, this is the positive part of the message of God. Yes, there's evil out there, and we have evil people in leadership's positions, but they're not greater than your Father. Amen. The fire of the Holy Ghost can burn down all of this things of the enemy. All of these high places, these false altars, these idol-making positions and procedures of law that is trying to remove the truth out of the land, God can take care of it. Do you believe that? I believe it, don't you? We need to believe that God's going to send the fire back again to the church. Behold, the last days I will pour out, come on, a double anointing. Amen. The former and the latter rain at the same time to dispel what the enemy's doing in the land. Amen. We've got to be in the place and the position where we can receive, then we can give out. Amen? Yeah. Let's believe God for the fire. Let's believe that when something negative happens to the world, you and I, we let God show us the positive part of it, of what God's going to do in and through it to change people's lives. Yeah. Look what he says, and see if this sounds familiar to where we're at right now. Verse number 6. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have sold righteousness for silver. If you've got money, you can get by with anything. If you got enough money to get the right lawyer, and if you can get to the right place, well, come on. But your hand, your life, is not in the hand of the world. Your life is not in this world. Your life is in the hand of the Father. He can do what needs to be done. They have sold the righteousness for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes. Verse 7, they pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and they turn aside the way of the meek, and the man and his father will go in into the same maid to profane my holy name. If it feels good, do it. There's no consequence. Remember, I've shared with you, I told you that the very first time when I was in school, and I had a Christian, his name was Jimmy, and he told me, he said, You know what you just said and what you're thinking and feeling is lust, right? And lust will send you to hell. And I looked at him because I'd never been to church like that. I'd never heard that. And here I am all of these years later, and I still know what I felt when he said that. Was it condemnation? No. It was a slap in the face that what he's saying is truth. And he loves me enough to tell me that. We've got to shake some people up. Not that we do it, but we are a vessel to the Lord to let the Lord use us to touch them in a way that will wake them out of their stupor. Amen? Turn over to the 8th chapter. The 8th chapter. Verse number 10. Amos 8 and 10. I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. Now, I'm not talking about the church. We're talking about the world. Those who reject God. But why are we talking about this? Because you and I know. It used to be that you knew your neighbor. We don't even know our neighbors now. And then the neighbors that we've got, and at least in my case, they're serving the devil in levels that I've never dreamed possible. And I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof is a bitter day. Why? Why is that happening? Look at verse number 11. Behold, the days come. They're here. They're here right now. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not for the famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. We're here. We're here. When you got the whole mainstream media is being controlled by an Antichrist spirit, and they are propping up lie after lie after lie. They don't want you just to believe it. They want you to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 to love it. Why? Because 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, said that if you love a lie, that you would be gave over to strong delusion. That's where they're at. There is a famine. The simplest of things of that people cannot hear. Simple truths. They look at you like you're speaking a foreign language, because you are to them. Look at this. And they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. The word of the Lord is in your heart. Because that's where the Holy Ghost is. All right. We'll let that lie just for a minute. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We're working somewhere. Don't give up on me. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 1. A good name is better than precious ointment. Aren't you glad that you've got a new name? A good name. A name given to you through your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? A good name is better than the precious ointment in the day of death than the day of one's birth. Think about this. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of countenance the heart is made better. You and I, we've got to see that sometimes we've got to get people out of this false sense of everything's okay. where the Lord can touch them and sorrow for a season, then God can turn it into joy. He can, in other words, He can give somebody the real reason to be happy. We can die in the flesh and come alive, have a new birth in the Spirit, be named in the family of God, and everything can change. Can we look at it just a little bit different? We need to see that we need to die to self. And then there can be some rejoicing. There can be some victory. There can be some liberty that the Apostle Paul was talking about that you and I have experienced, and we appreciate and we honor God for it so much. But we've got to show people they've got to die to self and come alive in through Jesus to be able to experience what we're experiencing. No more watered down gospel. Oh, just believe. Well, if you believe, that belief will produce an action. See, James chapter 2 deals with three kinds of faith. James chapter 2, there's dead faith, faith without works. Then James tells us that there's demonic faith. Even the demons, the devils, believe, but it doesn't have any effect on their life. But then all of a sudden, we've got the faith of Abraham. Dynamic faith. The faith that becomes a friend of God. Say, I'm a friend of God. So this morning, we've got to come out from among the world and be different. You and I, we don't look like the world. We don't talk like the world. But yet, we can be like Paul. We can become all things to all people that by any means we might reach some. But that's not talking about compromise. That's not talking about sin. That's talking about being a friend to them to where they're at and showing them that there's something higher, something greater, something better. Amen? Verse 3, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the counsel of the heart is made better. Verse 4, the heart of the wise is in the house of the mourning. We need to mourn for those who are lost and undone. We need to mourn for where wrong is being lifted up as right. Amen? See, wine is a mocker. The only reason why I like to drink, because I can take just a few drinks, and it doesn't matter how bad everything is, it's mocking me. Everything seems great. There's a false lie, a laugh. There's a false word. Come on, there's a false sense of security. Right now, the whole world is being swallowed up by the wine of the enemy. They're becoming drunken on lies. They have a false self-sense of security that you and I have to unhook the very seatbelt of the world and bring them to the seat of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:10. The seat that sets you in heavenly places, that brings freedom and liberty. Amen? Okay. In closing, go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, very familiar verses of Scripture, but this is where you and I need to be right now. We need to see that this is what God's called us into, and this is how we can change the destiny of so many people. Look at verse number 18 to start. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as a shining light. Aren't you glad? You're not walking in darkness. You're walking in light. Jesus said that as long as He was in the world, He was the light of the world. But He said the moment He stepped out of the world in His role as He walked those 33 years, He said that His church become the light of the world. So of course your path is lit. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That's the day of the Lord. That's the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen? So all of these people who say the world is getting darker, the world is. But we're not in the world in the sense of I'm born from it. No, I'm born from God. You're born from God. We're just in the world to be a shining light. Let the world try to take over the light of the Christ that's in the church. They won't do it. They can't do it. Don't you believe that? But the path of the justice is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, unto the coming of the Lord. The way of the wicked is as a darkness. They know not at what they stumble. But see, the church has got to stand up until the perfect comes, where we can shine that light. Because what did 1 John 1:7 say? 1 John 1:7 says that when we're shining that light, when we walk in the light, that we're being cleansed from all unrighteousness. The world has to have the church to shine light in them, where they can be cleansed, where they can come from darkness into light. Verse 20. My son, my child, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes, and keep them in the midst of thy heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them. See, you got life working in you. Life. Jesus is that way, truth, and life, right? John 14:6. He's in you. And so, this morning, if there's any place where death is trying to operate, darkness is trying to overtake, you stand up and you say, no, wait a minute. I'm attending to the words of the Lord. I'm inclining my heart to Him. Devil, you're not going to take over my life. You're not going to take over my family's life. I'm making a stand with Jesus. I'm going to persevere. Christ has made me free. He has set me free. He has given me the liberty that Paul wrote to the church at Galatia there in Galatians 5:1. I'm going to stand on it. Doesn't matter what kind of bondage the devil tries to bring. I am free this morning. See, but the devil's going to come and he's going to talk to your flesh. He's going to talk to your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Your flesh is the house of your spirit. He's going to talk. But you've got to stand strong and listen in your spirit and say, now, wait a minute, devil. That's a lie. I'm inclining, I'm intending to the words of the Lord. I'm inclining my heart to the words of the Lord. I'm going to be free. I'm not going to be changed. I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to come in agreement with the world, because I have an agreement, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, with Jesus. Amen? All right. Just a couple more verses, I'll let you go. Verse 22. For they are life unto them that find them, and health, medicine, to all their flesh. We're in a generation where the devil is bringing sickness and disease like never before. I don't know about you, but I struggle. I believe the Word of God, but here the devil is. He brings this, he brings that, and all of those things. So I've got to fight the good fight of faith. I've got to stand strong. You've got to stand strong. And we've got to say, God's Word is true. Because we're a witness. We're a light unto a world that hasn't experienced, hasn't come to the place of fellowship that you, the church, has. Amen? For they are life unto those that find them, and health, medicine to all their flesh. Notice this. How does it work? Verse 23. Keep thy heart. Guard your heart. You've got to guard. I've got to guard my heart with all diligence, with all speed. In other words, I guarantee you right now, your mind is being bombarded with different things that you're going to have to do the rest of the day. I'm going to go here, I'm going to do that, I'm going to see this person, I'm going to do this, and all of those things. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But see, God is the God of now. We may not even have that moment. We don't know. We have this moment. God is the God of the present, and He wants us to operate and to live. See, there's... My life, I've spent all my life letting the devil convince me, oh, the past was so much better than right now. Or he'll flip the coin and say, oh, it's going to be better tomorrow. Today was horrible, but it'll have to be better tomorrow. And all the time he's robbing me of right now. I can't do anything about this. I don't know if I'll even be alive then. But right now, see, the things that I put above God, I'm going to lose. I'm a man of mistakes. A man that is hungry for the things of God to be changed. I remember back in the 90s, I started to look it up, and I didn't have time. When it came to me when we were coming to church, I was thinking about the first time Christmas fell on Sunday, when after me and Donna got saved and started going to church. And I was talking to this man. I won't mention his name. Everybody here would know him. And he was upset at Pastor Kenny because we weren't going to have church on Sunday because it was Christmas, but it was on Sunday. And he's telling me this and stuff, and I'm thinking in the back of my mind, well, I wouldn't come anyway if we did have church. I'm just being honest with you. Because to me, then, family was more important than church. And now the family that was more important than church, I don't have anymore. God's the only thing that we got, and He's going to be number one way or the other. I choose to make Him number one willingly now. Amen? Now, I try to, just to be honest, where you and I can, we can put the Word of God to practice in our life, and we can grow, and we can see God change some things. What I'm saying is, there's a whole world out there that could be in church this morning, but they're putting, the celebration today ahead of God. God can take the celebration away. All right, in closing, look what he says. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, the issues of life, the spring of life, the flow of life, the source of life is what I take into my heart. So, I got to see that the devil, he wants your heart. He wants my heart more than anything else. And so he's going to always be coming against us to try to fill us up with things that are religion. The devil loves religion. But you and I, we've got to have the things of God. Amen? And so right now there's a whole group of people out there that there is a Mother Earth movement. There is a nature movement. And that's become their idol. That's become their God. And we see how they're manipulating things to try to bring you and I back under bondage in other areas and situations. So we've got to stay in the place where we don't let those things get into our heart. We operate in love, not hate, not aggravation, not disappointment, not misunderstanding. But Paul said there in Galatians 5:13 that you and I, that we operate in love. And as long as we operate in love, 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. Love never ends. Why? Because God is... So this morning, as you're in the place and the position that you have great plans today, thank God that you have family and you have plans, but put Jesus first. And as you put Him first, then have the mindset that God has not gave up on this nation. Yes, there's sin. Yes, there's problems. But you and I, we're still here right now. And while we're here, while today is the day of salvation, let's live it, let's present it, let's share it moment by moment. And let God be God. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask You right now that You would just stir us. And Lord, I ask that the light of the Holy Spirit, the fire of God, come and burn any dross out of our life, that any bonds, any bands, let them be burnt off of us. Let the light shine into the darkest recesses of the hidden man of the heart that Peter talked about. Come, that Paul talked about. Come into that hidden part of our heart and show us the truth that makes us free. And let the very mind that was in Christ Jesus, let it be in us. The mind of Jesus was that I must needs go through Samaria. I must go to the five porches. I must go to the leper. He went to where the need was. Father, in Jesus' name, let that mind be in us. And let us be about our Father's business until the sounding of the trumpet. Lord, let every person this morning, right now, let them be edified. Let them be encouraged. Lord, right now, the lie that is trying to pull someone back, let it be revealed clearly, concisely, and let them say no in the name of Jesus. And let them step forward, and as they do, let that liberty, that freedom that is there in that place of covenant under the shadow of the Most High, let it be revealed to them, Father, like never before. We ask you in Jesus' name. Would you come this morning and make yourself an altar? If you don't feel comfortable, come to the front. Make yourself an altar at your chair. Let's just spend some time with the Lord. And let's just send out the will of God in our prayers, in us and through us, to a lot of people who are hungry and hurting that just don't know it. In Jesus' name.